Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And, I'm not even going to bother telling you about this week's show. There's loads of good stuff on, and there's lots of important news about me. but first up, I did promise you last week, something from Japan Files. I'm not letting you down. Rockin' Honey Bunny, Pink Motel. So that was Rockin' Honey Bunny, Tony. What do you think of that?
Nice.
Yeah, very nice indeed. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, sir.
That's okay.
What I'd like to know is, what is Rockin' Honey Bunny's website?
RockinHoneyBunny.com.
Nah, not even close. Yeah, you wouldn't have got this in a million years. It's okay. honey696.ojaru.jp.
No, you're right, I would never got that.
Best of luck with that. A fine band. We found via a fine website. Do visit Japan Files if you get the chance. They are, I know I say it most weeks, but it's a really, really good way to find out about all things Japanese, and what better time to be buying Japanese music than now, when the country's suffering. We're so magnanimous on this show.
Yeah.
Now, I've only got two bits of additional material for you this week, sir.
Okay.
I've got you, sir, twice. This is weird.
I know, it's nice.
First one is a word of the week that came via Ambrance in Newcastle.
Right.
When we... did I talk about this last week? About the... I think I did, about...
At the Adamant gig?
Yeah, but I didn't talk about being at the Hyena, did I? When we saw the two girls, two statuesque girls, and one of them was feeling up the other one's bum.
I don't think so, no.
No, I don't think I did. No, anyway, there's a load of us sat around and we're just watching this unfold, and it was quite erotic, Tony. But also funny. And I said, look, I've got to go and find out what the deal is here. So I went over and I said, look, girls, just so you know, You're entertaining my friends a lot. And as they look round, everyone just put their thumbs up, went, "Wee!" like that. And this girl, in typical Geordie style, went, "Aye, and guess what else?" I went, "What?" She went, "We're twin sisters." How weird is that? You've been feeling up your own sister's arse. A word of the week came forth. See what you think of this. It's fairly specialised, but twin-cespian.
Nice.
Very nice. Twin-cespian. That is, if you do ever see two girls who are twins feeling each other up, they are twin-cespians. Speaking of lesbians, I also have a poetry corner for you, my friend.
Okay.
Now, something fishy is going on here. You might remember, I think it was last week, that I read out a poetry corner from Joni H. Jizz, if you remember.
Yeah.
Right. We've had another one.
Okay.
See what? Now, last time she was from Burnley, wasn't she? I think there's something fishy going on here. Let's see what you think. Hey, P&T. I'm just loving the tracks that you're picking. So good, yeah, they're real finger licking. You make a top noise. Big thanks, Punky Boys, for taking time out from choking the chicken. Signed, Joni H. Jizz, the Gravesend Gash Guzzler. Now, she's moved to Kent this week. So I think there's something fishy going on here. We'll wait to see what unfolds. But I am I'm liking it. Thank you, Joni H. Jizz. You are a great addition to our tawdry show. If you have an idea for Poetry Corner, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner, and don't matter if it's any good or not, we'll probably read it out. Right, time for the next track, Tony.
Okay.
This is another one from the Metatrons. You might remember we played an interview with them the other week when I caught up with Simon and Polly at a gig and had a chat with them. I saw Polly last weekend and she said, you said the track you played before, Aerosol, which is off their, I would call it a mini album, I suppose, Between Planets. She said, you said it wasn't your favourite one. What was your favourite one? And I couldn't remember the name of the one that was my favourite one. I was a little bit embarrassed. Anyway, I'm going to play it for you now. What I want to know is, what is the Metatrons website?
Metatrons.com?
No, it's themetatrons.moonfruit.com.
Right.
Which makes it probably be an internet too. Tony Nil. I've actually only written down the Metatron because I think I've got a bit of toe stuck under my S key. Anyway, as usual, you and I are the last to know.
Summertime, but my sun's not shining, 'cause yours is glowing, and it's too blinding for me to see where exactly you want me to be. Baby, baby, I can't leave you, not again, you have to believe me. Blowing bubbles in the sky, but they pop and then I cry. Just like you, I wonder why, can't let you stop them and I die. I need for you not to let go. Come tonight and I'll be the last to know.
Foxy Moron.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job. I can't talk. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
Yeah, good. I'm glad it is. That was the Metatrons. Do, if you get the chance, their album, I think you can get via digital download as well as the physical CD release. I can't remember offhand, but check them out anyway. TheMetatrons.moonfruit.com. Now, things are a bit weird at the moment, aren't they? What's going on? Have you got Podcast Alley or Facebook?
I've got Podcast Alley this week.
Right.
We haven't had any new Facebook comments. We did quite a few last week, though. So if you haven't got a comment to leave us, best place to put it is now our Facebook page, because Podcast Alley is so random. So go to Facebook, search Punky Radio. There's one which is the radio station. Click on that, like it, and leave us a comment on our wall. Alternatively, you can vote for the Podcast Alley if you feel like being
special. Which I haven't done yet.
No, it's...
we'll do our show.
It's early in the month. There's plenty of time to go, and it is now working. It started working again at the weekend. So please do vote for us if you can. Go to punkyradio.com on the left. No, top of the screen. Important, please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment if so wish. Just read them out. There were two new Podcast Alley comments this week. And here they are. Men of Sparta, rejoice. Imagine my surprise when, on the 2nd of June, I received the email from January asking me to confirm my vote on Podcast Alley. I know the site's been fucked for a long time, but does this mean they're actually properly fixing it? It does. And could it be at least partially due to pressure from Punky Radio listeners? Or even a positive side effect of Punky's 300th show? Who knows, who cares? Who even uses Podcast Alley anyway? Better off sticking to the next 300 Punkies. Graham Holland, Liverpool, UK. Thank you much.
Thank you very much. Ah, Graham!
And he's right, it is working again, as stated. 5 stars for the Gits. Punky's by far and away the best podcast out there. Being a fan and a follower from the first episode, where Tony was shy and Paulie was a white wanker on the mic, when they still worked at the radio station, my how things have changed. Now Tony is shy and Paulie is a right thick cunt on the mic. Oh, and if you call me or mine a septic again, I'm going to come to Shield Forest and take you out drinking until you admit thick, bold Americans are going to rule the world one day. From Travis Baszler. Do we know Travis Baszler?
Well, we do now.
I can't. He's been listening for that long. I can't remember his name.
Only Travis. Come in, Travis.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure about the insults there, but...
Yeah, I'm not.
I'll take the vote, Travis. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
There's me thinking, you know, we were accused a few weeks back of saying, oh, these people, they only fit to be playing to their mates and bands they know and that, and then out of nowhere, someone who's been listening from week one that we've never heard of before. Nice one, Travis. You've just made my show.
It's been a long time since we called them Septics, so that is a long time ago. We still call them that, but not... But
yeah,
show,
obviously. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. We still call them that. And that isn't going to stop Travis, especially after that sort of an insult.
Yeah. Well, that's it for Podcast Alley. Thanks for that.
Well, anyway, if you voted for us before, it's working at the moment, so vote while you can. And if you can't, then go to the Facebook page, leave a comment on there. Tony, you'll read it out. Seem fair enough?
Yep.
I'm very excited about the next song, Tony.
Okay.
I'll tell you all about it after you've heard it. This is I Wash My Hands in Muddy Water.
Well, I was born in Macon, Georgia. They kept my daddy way up in Macon jail. And he told me, son, you gotta keep them hands clean, and you won't have them bloodhounds on your trail. But I fell in with bad companions. I robbed a man way up in Tennessee. They caught me way up in Nashville. Oh yeah, they locked me up and they threw away the key. Well, I washed my hands in muddy water. I washed my hands. Oh, they didn't come clean. I tried to do what my daddy told me. But I must have washed them hands in a muddy stream. Well, I asked the judge, now when's my time up? He said, son, oh, you know that new boy can get. Now you gotta try. just to keep them hands clean. Oh yeah, we might make a good man. Oh yeah, well, I wash my hands, I wash my hands in muddy water. Yes, I wash my hands,
I wash my hands.
Oh, it didn't come clean, it didn't come clean. What I tried to do, what my daddy told me, I thought I must have washed them hands in a muddy stream.
Well, I couldn't wait, but you get my time. And I broke out of Nashville jail. And I just crossed a state line in Georgia. Oh, yeah. Man, I can hear them bloodhounds on my trail.
Well, I wash my hands.
I wash my hands
in muddy water.
In muddy water.
I wash my hands.
You're listening to Midnight Configuration on Ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Restless from their new album, Got It Covered, featuring Sleeve Notes by Paulie B from Punky Radio.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got it. Nice. It's really, really good album. Lots of different styles of music, but they've sort of made them their own. So, I mean, there's a really good version of Elvis Costello's Pump It Up on there.
Oh, right, nice. I like that song.
Yeah, really, really good. Anyway, that one was originally a Stonewall Jackson number, and I've decided that we can play it because it's so old. I mean, it won't be out of copyright by now, but it'll be all right. So that was I Washed My Hands in Muddy Water. From the album Got It Covered by Restless, and hello to Rob, Mark and Paul, in particular Rob, who was instrumental in me doing the Steve Notes for them. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Restless's MySpace page or website?
MySpace.com/Restless. That's it, Restless.
No, haven't got the website.
Restless.co.uk.
No, they haven't got one, mate. They've got very little internet presence. You can find out about them via Nervous Records or Raucous Records. But that's about it, really. They've got a Facebook page, if you can be bothered to find it. Go through Facebook and Restless, and it'll show up eventually. Then you go fan pages and Restless or something is there. But very little there, really. Someone, if there's a Restless fan out there, you really ought to be doing something about it. What's going on in the background now?
Got these mics sensitive. That's next door.
Is next door. Is it just some washing up being done?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Anyway, that was Restless. I am going to try and play something else off them in the next few weeks if I can find it, but they are also planning on bringing out an album of original material in a few months' time, which I'm very much looking forward to as well. Now, did you do anything last week?
Not massively. I went to Oxford on Saturday. We went for a day out, but I just ended up getting just a bit confused and got screwed by the parking.
Oh, both of those things are easy to do in Oxford.
Yeah. We parked at the bus station and they had a really old parking machine which only took change, only took coins, didn't give change, and you had to prepay before you got out of the car park. So I managed to have about £6 on me and that got us 2 hours parking.
I know.
So it's rough. Yeah, we rushed around. It was quite nice, but we kind of rushed around and then come out of it. So it was.
Yeah,
it was
weird. Do you know? I mean, to be fair to Oxford, they have got an excellent park and ride scheme.
Have they?
Yeah.
See, a bit of research might have helped that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could have asked me. always worth it, Tony. But I have visited pretty much every town in the country. Just worth it for the future. But yes, parking in the town is at a premium, very expensive. Because there's so many students there, they're all posh students, they've all got cars, so it's just artificially full of traffic.
Yeah.
And it's a right windy town centre, isn't it? City centre. It's all real sort of little one-way streets and hidden bits and walls here and there. Not that Cambridge, its rival, is pretty much easier to get around, but yeah, Oxford is particularly difficult. Anything else?
Nope, that's all we did.
Last Thursday, I did my gig in Luton.
Okay.
It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Silky and Tony Law were excellent. The audience was, there were far more people there than I expected. And afterwards, there was the inevitable late drink, which resulted in a little Irish girl called Ema deciding to dance on a table. Ema danced on the table and it was funny. I then went to the toilet. And this, with hindsight, this didn't make any sense, but it worked. I went to the toilet because I'd got bored of speaking to this bloke and I thought I'd go and hide in there.
Okay.
Not thinking he could just walk in after me and carry on conversation, but he didn't anyway. I just went and stood in the toilet for a bit. While I was in the toilet, by the time I came out, another girl called Laurie had got on the same table and started dancing. And then this great big lump called Matt had got on the table. And I like to think Laurie had loosened it. But anyway, the table just broke. Matt fell off it backwards, banged his head. An ambulance was called. Matt refused to get in it, saying he was all right. It was established after 20 minutes he wasn't all right, and he went off in the ambulance with severe concussion.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah. And everyone just found it funny. That was the thing. He was all right the next day, apparently, but it was sad. So that was that. Then on the Friday, I thought I was off, but then I got a gig in Great Yarmouth. So I drove to Great Yarmouth to an absolutely lovely room on the seafront. Sadly, only 8 people in it. But they were 8 of the best people you could possibly ask for. I was headlining. Maybe that was a reason for the low numbers. I don't know. But that was really, really good fun. And then came Saturday, Tony.
Okay.
And on Saturday afternoon, I went down to the Victoria pub in Hitchin to watch England only draw against Switzerland. This did mean I forgot to have my dinner. This is important to the story because straight after that, I had to go and set up the barn for Dolly's barn party, and what a night it was. 3 fantastic comics, 2 brilliant burlesque dancers doing 2 dances each. We played Roxanne, we played Heads and Tails, we had loads of breaks, I was on 3 drinks. By 10 o'clock, I didn't know what I was doing. By 10:30, I didn't know why I was covered in glitter.
Right, okay.
But I'm actually still covered in glitter. Since then, I've had 3 showers, I've had a bath, I've scrubbed all the clothes, and just every time I put an item of clothing on, every time I go out, I just spot glitter on me. It's becoming habit for me. I think people are taking glitter to these things just to wire me up. There are photos of me covering glitter on Facebook if you can be bothered to look for them. There are also some really good photos of the event on Sharon Cooper's website. If you just type in Sharon Cooper to the net, you'll find, or if you type in Sharon Cooper photography to the net, you'll find it. And you'll be able to have a look at some of the photos from that night. But it was absolutely brilliant. And I had a great weekend. And on Sunday, I rested.
Nice.
And last night, Monday, I went down to that London town where I met with Bridget Hanley.
All right, okay.
And we had a couple of drinks, and I did an interview with her, which we'll be playing out on next week's show.
Oh, great.
Assuming it worked. It was all a bit late on, you know me.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I will be able to sort it out anyway. So that was last week. I think we should get on with the next song.
Yep, okay.
This is part one of 2 songs, as promised from last week, when we played 2 bands off a 4-band split EP that's not Skanky been involved in. This week we're playing the other 2. And I'll tell you what, let's just play them back-to-back for a change.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah, that'll make a change, won't it? Because they're both similar sounding. Maybe you could put in a cheeky little insert between them, Tony. You know what I'm talking about.
Nudge, nudge.
Nudge, nudge. So we'll do it this way around. First one up, our Fist of the North Star. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Fist of the North Star Band.
Oh, really? MySpace.com/Fist of the North Star Music, which makes it poorly be on the internet for Tony Neil. And I'll tell you about the other band after you've heard them. Love it.
We'll be right back.
Spearmint Click Click.
That was Broken Arris, Tony, and the track called Gnorsi Metsiset, which is actually backwards, the system is wrong, which I realised. I thought, this has got to mean something. Before that, you heard Voices by Fist of the North Star. Both of them are on this four-band split album that's come out via, that's not Skanking, and a couple of other labels in collaboration with each other. What I want to know is, what is Broken Arris's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Broken Arris.
It is. You've got one. BROKENARIS, which is Tony and the Internet. Sorry, Tony 1, probably be the Internet 4. I'm all over the place this week. Have I said you're listening to the Chart Tops underneath us?
Nope.
You bloody well are. Mm. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar.
You remember?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's a 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street in London. Again, I'm going to do the weekend gigs. So, Friday night, 10th of June. The Sly Tones, the Gillian Glover Band, JD Smith, and Rattling Bone.
Oh, brilliant.
So, Bonnie and Clyde and Renegade Rendezvous night.
Expect the unexpected at one of those nights, Tone. They always have a very eclectic mix of bands on. And hello to Letitia.
How much are they paying for that one?
I'm going to go £6.
You'd be right.
Nice.
Saturday, say London Calling night. Viva Las Vegas.
It has the Funky Radio seal of approval straight away.
The Johns, Decadent Few, and Model Citizens.
We've played Model Citizen, haven't we?
I don't know.
Yeah, we have. And then we played another one the other week, didn't we?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I like Model Citizen.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is?
Oh, yes.
And finally, a Sunday night, Thunderclap. Eric Brandt from Urban Hillbilly Quartet. And Dean Johansson of The Human Condition. How much do you think that is?
I'm going with a recession-busting £5.
It's £6.
Oh!
I don't know, controversial.
Leave it. Sundays, you tease me.
Yeah. But that's it.
That's it for this week, anyway. That's yeah, because as we, I think we said last week, didn't we, that it makes sense to not do the whole week, because some of the nights they have early on in the week aren't really the sort of thing that we would normally advertise.
Yeah.
So it's better for us to go with the ones they have at the weekend, which seem to rock. Yeah. That does conclude Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh!
Old 12 bar, even.
Oh, even. Yeah.
Now, what I didn't say was that Broken Aris, okay, I believe, are from Sweden.
Ah, okay.
As are the next band, who we played before. Absolutely love them. I think you will probably like them as well. We've got some great music next week, by the way, from Dirty Water Records. They have come up trumps with a couple of great bands. One of which is called The Fuck Knights, but that's for next week. Right now, enjoy this, of course, because... Oh, no, I'll tell you what, we'll do the Finding Out bits. This band of The Movements, we played them before. What is The Movements' website?
TheMovements.se?
No, TheMovements.com, unlucky. Although it does say on my screen, The Movement, because obviously there's a bit of toast under my S.
Okay.
I'll make it up to you, though, Tony. Give you a head. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Movements and Give You Head. As I say, so we played two Swedish bands in a row. And the last two bands we're playing this week are both from North America.
Ooh.
But two different countries in North America.
Okay.
Exciting in itself. Are you doing anything this week?
No, don't think so. More housey stuff, basically, what we're doing this week. Just a couple of second viewings,
right?
Maybe try and do some negotiations. But yeah.
And do you think Steph will keep a disco going all week this week?
Oh yeah.
Oh good. I'm just listening to her rocking out in the background. I don't think it's, my apologies to listeners if you can hear two lots of music underneath us. But it appears to have gone for the minute. Right. This week, I'm doing my shows in Hitchin and Letchworth with the brilliant Ninya Benjamin, supported by Bennett Aaron. The Hitchin show at Woodside Hall is on Friday night. It's £10 admission. More information about both shows on lastminutecomedy.com, which is run by you, Mr. Tony Hearn.
Hi.
You're doing a great job of that, as well as the beds. Thank you. After the show on Friday, we will be going to Bliss Nightclub again for their second night. They're calling The Business, which is free entry and is 70s and 80s sort of alternative pop rock sort of thing, in that Del the DJ will play whatever you want, and he's one of those brilliant DJs, Tony, that talks.
Oh really?
I really like DJs that talk. Yeah, you know, because these days no one does, do they? They just play everything.
Yeah.
But he's like, come on, whatever you want, come and see me. Yeah, it's gonna be great. It is just like the old days. Absolutely brilliant. And there's drinks promotions all night that as well. On the Saturday night, I imagine I'll go around the Arena Tavern afterwards, have a few drinks and try not to get punched in the head. The Saturday night show, which I've still heard nothing about.
Oh, okay.
The Saturday night show is at Letchworth Arts Centre and is the same bill and promises to be absolutely brilliant. We've had some good press in both the local rags this week as well, which I was very pleased about. So that's this weekend, and that's all I'm doing this weekend. I've only got those two shows, I think. I don't think I've got anything else. I might have to take it fairly quiet this week, so I have got a lot on, but you'll hear everything I've got a lot on about in future weeks. I don't want to talk about it now. What I want to talk about is the next band tonight, Tony.
Okay.
Now, a long time ago, I got in touch via MySpace with a band from, I think, Canada, called The Creep Show. And they said that they were going to get their label to send me a CD, but their label never did send me a CD, so I couldn't play anything by them. I was over at my mate Steve's the other night in Luton, last Thursday in fact, and he said, hey, have you heard of this band? I went, yeah. They were supposed to send me a CD, but they never did. They're The Creep Show. And he went, yeah. So he lent me the CD so I can play a track off it, because The Creep Show had already said I could, so I figured that's all right. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
And they're really good. Anyway, it's one of these sort of modern psychobilly business type things. This is from an album called... actually, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called They Will All Fall. Or They All Fall Eventually, or Someone's Going to Fall. Everyone's going to fall. What I want to know is... No, but no, I don't want to know it. I'll find out afterwards. Oh, for goodness sake, this is where I'm going. Hellbound. Listening to Project Marv again underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
And thank you to Marv for doing the new beds for us. Very much appreciated. We are going to top and tail every show with one of your beds for the foreseeable future. Thank you very much, Marv.
Okay.
That was The Creep Show. I have found out the album was in fact called They All Fall Down. I'm not an idiot completely. It's out on Hellcat Records right now. It came out September of last year. So there you go, that's it. Sadly, that's the only track that I will be playing by them, so I've got to give the CD back to Steve. And I haven't copied it, so I've played those just as a kind of warning that it's getting close to Psychobilly meeting time, and there's going to be a little bit of Psychobilly creeping on the show over the next few weeks, and they're called The Creep Show, and it's Creep Show creeping on the show. Creep Show, see what I've done there? I only just thought of that. I'm such a fucking wordsmith. Now then, have you got a twat?
A twat?
I do.
Because that's how much of a wordsmith I am.
Okay. I do have a twat. Thanks for your nominations. I think this is the last one I've got. So
just before you say, I've got the TV muted behind me, and there's an advert for festivals this summer, Isle of Wight Festival, I think, with Zoe Ball, and it's taken her a long time to realise that she needs to grow her hair over those ridiculous ears.
Oh, she didn't actually.
But she has finally done it, and she looks so much better. Well done, Zoe Ball, for hiding your massive ears. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
She's a very pretty girl. Got massive ears.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not like Plug from the Backstreet Kids or Pop on the Box. It's not that bad, but they are, you know, significant lobes.
Oh, definitely.
But she is a very pretty girl, I should say. And I have met her. It was a very long time. Oh, shut up, Paul. Anyway, you got a twat.
I do. So, yeah, thanks for your nominations. Please do email me your twats. I'm in danger of running out again. So email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple, really. Get them in now. This is the last one. And it goes, hello Tony, sorry it's been a while since my last twatting, but been rather busy. As of lately, I've been bicycling around town to and from school/work/home to save gas money, and it's been great, except for one thing: stupid twats. This has been slowly building up over the last month, so I figured I'd better let it out now. A little over a month ago, I was biking from home to school, and I was minding my business in the bike lane, and a twat in a white truck comes flying down the road, easily at 50 miles an hour in a 40 zone, slams on his brakes and turns into the driveway just under a few feet away from me, and nearly runs my bike into the ground. I yelled and he called me a fucking twat. What a twat! A few days later, I was heading to work from school, and I was at a red light in the far right-hand lane, which is where I'm supposed to be as a biker with no bike lane. And I pulled out my phone to check the time to make sure I was not late for work, and as I'm putting my phone away, the woman behind me honks her horn furiously and is cursing me out. I look up at the light and notice it's just turned green and that no one else was in the intersection just yet. As I'm reaching the opposing crosswalk, she sticks her head out and gives me the bird out the window and says, "Fuck off, motherfucker," and cuts me off so she can get onto the freeway before anyone else. And just today I had a right Chevy S10 flooring it on a U-turn right in front of me as I was in the bike lane, but he couldn't make the turn. It was just inches away from me and I had to dodge the way out of my way, almost into a tree, and another car nearly wrecking my bike. I looked at him and he flipped me off again. What a twat. I could go on about the many stupid twats that I've come into, but that I've come into, nice. But I just thought I'd nominate the majority of drivers in Fresno, California as twats. But Mark Berglund.
It's absolutely fair enough, Mark. But yeah. The biggest twat in California is the lack of a mass transit system, which means that poor upstanding individuals like Mark can't get the bus or the train anywhere. So I think we should do an additional twatting here. In fact, let's have a twatting addendum.
Okay.
Well, this is all completely justified, but then we'll maybe do an additional twatting of the Californian mass transit system as well, shall we?
Yeah, I'm just write that one in there. Okay, that's now done. Okay, so God, you've
and
got
that,
it right.
Listeners, is Tony typing in real time, and it's nice to know that he talks every time he hits a key. He goes.
I spend a lot of time in an office on my own. Good to know that's actually what it sounds like. Oh well. Right, so first one. So the majority of drivers in Fresno, California,
is a twat. Yeah, they're all twats.
Yeah. And the California mass transit system
is a twat. As well. Very good. Got some sad news this week, Tony.
Okay.
If you have a twat, by the way, do make sure you email tony@punkyray.com. Type your email. Is a twat. Sad news this week. A friend of mine and a stalwart of the nabbed bike rallies that I've been doing over the last few years, a guy called Dr. Mike, sadly died last weekend very suddenly, very unexpectedly, just dropped down dead. And he'll be missed. very much. And my thoughts go out to all of his friends and everyone in the biking fraternity that knew him. He was a fine man. Right, last song.
Okay.
And fittingly, it's by Here Come the Mummy. Mike, if you're watching upstairs, you're going to find that very funny. We've played something by them before. We won't be playing anything else by them. They're a very particular brand of kind of jokey soul, I'd call it, I suppose. But they have got 8 tracks. If you like this band, they have got 8 tracks for free download from their website, which is...
HereComeTheMummies.com.
It is. And what was the Creepshow's website, by the way?
The CreepshowMusic.com?
Oh, no, TheCreepshow.org. I thought you were going to get a startling draw there, but you... No, because you got the other one.
It's
me and the internet loads, you not many. Enjoy this. This is Carnal Carnival. Carnival by Here Come the Mummies. Well done, Tone, this week. Do make sure you view us at iTunes. How do you do that?
Easter way, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up iTunes with our music store page. You'll need to log in. You need a free account to do this. Everyone's got one, I think, now. So log in, review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you're not in either, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, your review after you've done it. And as long as it's 5 stars, we'll read it out.
Yes, indeed. Also, we would like you, if you can be bothered, to vote at Podcast Alley. Remind everyone of that.
Go to punkyrage.com. The top is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. It will take you to Podcast Alley, where you can enter your email address and the subjects in a comment, if you so wish, and we read them out. So please do get those in. It's a new month. It's been broken for a while, so it would be good to get a few votes in there and move us up the chart. Help. It does help us a bit, because, you know, it's anything, any charts that we get high on, then that can't do any harm, can it?
Yeah, and we'd like your Facebook comments. We'd also like your poetry corners and your comedy suburbs to paulieb@punkyradio.com. You is a twat to tony@punkyradio.com. Hopefully I'll see one or two of you down at my comedy club this weekend in Hitchin and Letchworth, lastminutecomedy.com. Next week's show will feature the interview with Bridget Hanley, who was just in Europe for a couple of weeks. She'll explain all in the interview next week. And also, I know I don't normally do this, but there's this band called the Fuck Knights. I absolutely love them. They're going to be brilliant. Have a good week. You have a good week as well, Tony.
Cheers.
And in fact, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.